はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはマンボ、こんにちはニューヨーク。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 17.
日本語道場。
Make sure you have the time of your life in Japan.
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Okay, Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're continuing on with the taxi storyline.
Now, in last lesson, Minami decided to take a taxi to Yokohama Hotel. And then what happened?
Hit traffic.
That's right. So today we'll find out what happens.Today, what is the function? What are we talking about today, Naomi-sensei?
Today, we are talking about time.
And the grammar point is the particle?
Kara.
Which means from. Now, the conversation is between a customer and the taxi driver. So we'll be using?
Polite Japanese.
And the conversation takes place?
In a taxi.
All right. So with that said, let's get into today's lesson.
6時半? わあ。
仕事ですか?
いえ、友達のパーティーです。
ああ、パーティーですか。パーティーは何時からですか?
6時半からです。
何時までですか?
8時半までです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
6時半。うわぁ。
仕事ですか?
いえ、友達のパーティーです。
ああ、パーティーですか。パーティーは何時からですか?
6時半からです。
何時までですか?
8時半までです。
今度は英語が入ります。
6時半?わあ。
Half past six? Oh no.
仕事ですか?
Heading to work?
いえ、友達のパーティーです。
No, my friend's party.
ああ、パーティーですか。パーティーは何時からですか?
Oh, a party. What time does the party start?
6時半からです。
At 6:30.
何時までですか?
What time does the party go till?
8時半までです。
Until 8:30.
Naomi-sensei, 東京から横浜まで遠いですか?
It depends on where you're going in Yokohama and where you are now.
But, okay, okay, come yeah, on.
でも、東京駅。駅 means station. 東京駅。から横浜駅まで遠くないです。
So from Tokyo Station to Yokohama Station isn't far.
If you're taking a train.
Yeah, the express train's about 20 minutes.
そうですね。
So it's really close.
はい。Only 20分。
近いですね。
はい。近いです。
It's close.
はい。
So before I came to Japan, Tokyo and Yokohama are two really big cities.And you kind of imagine two big cities very far away or far apart from each other. But these two cities are located quite near each other.
近いですね。
とても近いです。
うん。
Okay. Now, let's take a look at the vocab. First word.
仕事
Work.
仕事仕事
Starting out low, rising on go and staying high.
仕事
Next.
パーティー
Party.
Party. Party.
Starts high, drops low on the second syllable, and stays low.
Party.
Next we have?
Kara.
From.
Kara. Kara.
Starts high and drops low.
Kara.
Next?
Tomodachi.
Friend.
Tomodachi.友達
Starts low, rises on mo, the second syllable, and stays high.
友達
Next.
8時半
8:30.
8時半 8時半
Starts low, rises on chi, the second syllable, stays high until the last syllable where it drops down.
8時半
Next.
6時半
6:30.
6時半6時半
Again, starts low, rises on the second syllable, the ku, stays high until the final syllable where it drops again.
6時半
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and let's take a look at them being used. First we have
友達
Naomi-sensei, can you give us an example sentence, please?
私の友達はタクシーの運転手です。
My friend is a taxi driver. Now let's take a closer look at the sentence. First we have
私の
My, if you remember, 私 is a personal pronoun that can mean either I or me, depending on whether it's the subject or the object. It will mean I or me, respectively. When it's followed by no, it becomes my, the possessive. My what?
友達
So, my friend. This is followed by
わ
The topic marking particle. Then this is followed by
タクシー
Taxi, and taxi is followed by
の
So, it's possessive. Taxis.
運転手
Taxi's driver, literally. And of course, we can also go the other way. Driver of taxi. Taxi driver. So up until this point, we have my friend, taxi driver,
です
is. So my friend, taxi driver is. My friend is a taxi driver. Now, Naomi-sensei, if my friend was a bus driver, it would be?
私の友達はバスの運転手です。
So the only thing that changes here is
taxi to bus.
That's it. All right, let's take a look at another vocab word. Next we have
仕事
Work. Naomi-sensei, can you give us an example sentence?
仕事は何ですか?
What's your job?
But it's not a very polite question, is it?
Really?
Like, what's your job? Do you use that phrase in a conversation?
While we don't say it, it's an easy way to ask somebody what they're doing. So I think it's okay at this level.
Yeah. And if you put o in front of 仕事, that makes the sentence more polite.
For example?
お仕事は何ですか?
What is your work? Same thing, but now it's much more polite.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I think the more vague you get, the politer it becomes. Because if I met someone, I may just say, お仕事は? With the rest
right.
inferred.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not that direct, so maybe it's a little politer?
That really depends on how you say it and what kind of facial expression you're wearing and what kind of person you are. But yeah, お仕事は何ですか? Or お仕事は are perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, so see, it's just a matter of dressing this up to make it into a perfectly acceptable and a perfectly polite question.And of course, with the お仕事は, what comes after it is inferred. So, of course, the お仕事は何ですか? That 何ですか? What is it? Is inferred. So, that's a very nice way of cleaning it up.
はい。
Okay, now let's move on to today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, what is today's grammar point?
から。
から is a particle used to indicate the starting position, in this case, of an action. Therefore, we treat this as...The English equivalent of from. The particle is often paired with made, which, when talking about time, means until. So together, if you use kara and made talking about time, you get the from until pattern. Let's go back to where kara appeared in this conversation. Can you repeat that sentence?
Party は何時からですか?
What time is the party from? Let's take a closer look at this sentence. First we have
Party は
So,The party marked by the topic marking particle wa. This is followed by
何時
What time?
から
From.
This.
Is.
か
Question. Party. What time from is? And of course, we translate this as what time is the party from? Or what time does the party start? Let's give one more example of how we can apply this. What was the answer in the conversation?
In the conversation, it says 6時半からです
Literally,6:30 from is.
But the subject is missing, right?
Yes, it's inferred.
はい。So the sentence should be party は6時半からです。
The party is from 6:30. But We can leave it out because it was said in the previous sentence. Again, so much can be inferred in Japanese. And when things are inferred, the subject or the topic can be left out. So, that allows us to say 6:30 from, or in English, from 6:30.
6時半からです。
Let's give a few more examples of how this works. Nami-sensei, can we have an example sentence?
仕事は何時からですか?
Literally, work from what time is. But of course, we translate this as, what time does your work start? Your work from what time? This is answered with?
仕事は9時からです。 My
work starts at 9 o'clock. I work from 9 o'clock.
Of course, you could say 9時からです。 That's okay too.
Leaving out
仕事は
to make it that much easier. Interestingly enough here, if we change the time, say I start my work at 10 o'clock.
仕事は10時からです。
The only thing that changes here is the time. Actually, just the number in this sentence. But again, the time is the only thing that changes. The kara desu stays the same. My work starts from 10 o'clock.
本当ですか?
本当ですよ? From 10 o'clock. All right, let's try one more pattern and let's incorporate the two particles we kind of touched on in the grammar section, the kara with made. Okay, so we're going to give you the pattern, kara from, made until. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
仕事は何時から何時までですか?
From what time to until what time do you work? So we're twisting it a bit, but...
Yeah, is it a little bit strange English? I mean, to me, it sounds no problem, but...
But I just haven't heard that pattern in a while. Let's just go through the sentence. First we have...
仕事は...
The topic, marked by the topic marking particle, followed by...
何時から...
Literally, what time from, but from what time? Then we have...
何時まで...
Literally, what time until? But of course, we translate as until what time?
ですか?
Is it? So, from what time until what time do you work? Or is your work?
仕事は何時から何時までですか?
And then the answer to this is...
仕事は9時から5時までです。
My work is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or until 5 p.m.
P.m. and a.m. is missing. But people would understand.
Yeah.
大丈夫ですね?
Unless you're working the night shift. Now, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, you'll find the transcript of today's conversation, in addition to vocabulary plus a detailed grammar write-up. In the Learning Center, we have tools to bring everything together. My personal favorite tool is the speech recording software found in the line-by-line section of the Premium Learning Center. This tool is so useful because you can record your own voice to hear your pronunciation. On the line-by-line page, press the button, listen to the native Japanese speaker, then record your own voice, play it back, and work on your pronunciation. This tool will help you work on your speaking skills and really helps to bring everything full circle. So with that said, that is going to do for today.
じゃあ, さようなら!
わあ。仕事ですか? いえ、友達のパーティーです。ああ、パーティーですか。パーティーは何時からですか?
6時半からです。
何時までですか?
8時半までです。